Let's turn to Philippians. I believe it's the fourth chapter. I want to read this verse, and I want you to read it. I want you to know where it is, and I want you to remember to say this to yourself when you're in moments where you feel like you cannot go on. All right, let's read verse 4 together. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let's read verse 6 together. Read it with me. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Receive this verse 7. Read it with me. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. How many of you know that you've got peace even when you don't think you've got peace? How many of you know that it's just a little bit of faith away and just a little bit of prayer away to get peace that you're longing for in your life? Sometimes the best peace I've ever felt was when I just closed my eyes. Thank God. Some of the greatest blessings I've ever had were in the toughest times of my life. Had I not called on Him in those hard times, I would live that life blaming everyone for what I had to go through. But God wants you to see these hard times as an opportunity to know how much that He's there and that He loves you. God loves you tonight. His love is with you when He heals your body. His love is with you when He keeps you from losing your life in an accident. He's with you if you fall down. He's with you when people speak ill of you. He's with you even when people despitefully use you. He's with you even when you can't make ends meet on your own. He's with you even when you don't know what to do. God is with you, and He is nigh unto you. And you can know that He's there if you will draw nigh to Him. Prayer and supplications, where it's at. I'm going to say that real plain. Prayer and supplications where it's at. If you want to feel close to God, open up your mouth and talk to Him. If you want to know that God's there, open up your mouth and talk to Him. Sometimes you might not feel like He's listening, but keep on pushing out. Keep on trying, because you'll get past all the trouble you're going through and finally get to where your heart is, and God can move in a sincere heart's cry. He surely can. Let's read verse 13, and I want you to read this aloud, and I want you to know this in your spirit. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. You can do this. I'm not going to preach you that you can't do it and that you're never going to come through. I'm going to tell you that you can, because you never go through anything without the ability to go through it in victory. You never suffer a single thing in your life without it having a reason and a purpose for God to have used you in it. I didn't go through drugs and alcohol just to be delivered and never tell anybody. God brought me through it so I'm able to tell others that there is a hope in Christ Jesus to be delivered and set free. He brought me through depression in my teenage years so I could tell people that are depressed that you can come through it, that you can be delivered, and that you don't have to settle for living your life in sadness. You are brought through the things you're brought through so that you can help someone with the knowledge that you've been given through the trials that you've experienced. That is known as your testimony. That is known as the word of your experience. There are two things that you will know will get you through unto heaven. Was it knowing how to sing praise and worship? No, it's the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. The word of your experience is your strength. What you have already walked through this year should be more than enough to carry you through another one. And what you've been through the past 10 years should be more than enough to push you through another 10. What I've been through in my life, I've not reached 50 yet, but I know when I get there, I'll still be able to look back and thank God for what He's already done. And if we don't learn, church, to look back, then we're missing why we ever went through anything. Man, I feel like preaching to somebody. If you don't recognize when God brings you through something hard, then you feel like you have no strength. But look deep down inside of what you've been through. You may have been utterly miserable, but honey, God was there through all of it. You might have felt like nobody cared about you, but God was there, whether you said Jesus or not. God loves you enough. He knows your every word. He sees your every action. He is the all-seeing eye. He's omnipresent. He's nigh unto you, whether you're an atheist or not. He's nigh unto you, whether you say you believe or not. But it's only unlocked and made alive when you believe by faith. I had friends growing up that claimed to be atheists, and to me that almost seems like an oxymoron, for to say that you do not believe God exists, acknowledge God. But there are people that I grew up with that said they didn't believe. And I just remember things I went through in my life. I was such a depressed kid when I was 15. My parents didn't know what else to do. They put me in this place for a week so that I could talk to people and try to work through my problems. They didn't know what else to do. They had just saw me just go from being a happy guy and just declining into something that just felt like life wasn't worth living. Just felt like that I had nobody that cared. Even when they'd look me in the eye and say, Jared, we love you, I just could not feel anything. I was empty. I was without any hope. And I just remember, I don't know when the day happened, when I finally came through that and I look back on it now, but I just know that God was there. I don't know what day it happened when I finally realized I don't have to be depressed and there are people that love me and that there is a reason worth living. I don't know when it happened, but I look back on it now and I can see God all in all of it. Two times in my life I tried to commit suicide and God spared me both times and saved my life. I know that I am here today for a reason. And even before I ever took the first pill, smoked the first joint, took the first line of cocaine in my life, God had already took care of me. So there's moments in your life where you feel like that there was nothing good that came from it, but if you came through it, then there's something good that came out of it. I don't know who I'm talking to, but it's time that we take our place in the house of God, that the praises will resound from those that have came through something. God didn't bring an empty praise in His people, but He gave us a reason to shout. He gave us a reason to dance. He gave us a reason to be thankful. He's given us a cause to serve Him. Drugs and alcohol were raging in my life through the end of my teenage years into my 20s. I was playing music for any amount of money that I could get anywhere. I'd play any style with anybody anywhere. I'd just go and do it. When we didn't have money to pay for a hotel, we'd sleep in the car. And when I had made everybody mad that would give me a place to stay, I'd just sleep in my car somewhere. I remember one night I was laying in my car. I parked at a boat dock up at the top in the corner where nobody was at. And I just thought to myself, you know, I'll just take these pills that I have with me tonight, and I'll just lay here and rot, and we'll just see how long it takes before somebody finds me. And I know, looking back on that now, how strong a grip that the devil thought that he had on me, how strong of an oppression that he was trying to place on my life. Man, it's hard to talk about. But I know now, when I look back, I got up the next day and I went on with my life, and my life could have ended right there, but somehow, some reason, something that took place. And I want to remind you that it's not just by coincidence that you ever survive anything, but it's by God's love and mercy and His hand moving in your life. I had terrible car accidents in my life and I've been through so much, but when I look back on it now, that's where my strength comes from. And I don't need somebody to tell me how good I've got it, because when I think about all that He's done, then I know that I have it well. I remember reaching my lowest point in my life. I remember I took all the things I brought with me to take. I'd done it all, and I'd finally said, this is it. And I can remember sitting on the couch where I was at the time, and I felt my heart starting to palpitate and began to feel it start to slow down a little bit. And I said, well, I guess this is it. Maybe they'll find me one day. And I just remember saying these last thoughts before God. I began to be afraid. I knew I wasn't ready to go. I knew that my life was not complete. And I said, God, if I wake up tomorrow, I'll go to church. And that's the last thing I remember. And I remember getting up that next day and hearing everybody talk about, man, you should have seen you last night. You should have seen how bad off you were. Talking about it as if it was something to appreciate or celebrate. And I remember having my phone ringing. And Angela, my fiance, and she called me and asked me if I would go And I couldn't remember anything about that night before, but then God brought it to my remembrance, the words that I said. And I agreed to go. Let me tell you, there's nothing that you're going through right now that if you will not just trust God, that you won't make it through. I feel so vulnerable right now sharing these things, and I don't tell you these things to think less of me or to think about how he had such the glory days. I don't expose my vulnerabilities in my life for you to think, who does he think he is to preach to anybody? I reveal these things and the hurts and the problems that I went through in my life because I'm telling you right now, I'm walking in the strength today from the things that he has done for me in my life. And I preach today, not because people motivate me, not because people tell me I do a good job, but I preach today because I know that he's real from the things that he's already done. How many of you know that God has saved you in this place? How many of you know that God has saved you? How many of you know that you've been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost? How many of you know that you have his spirit living deep down inside you? If you don't have these assurances, you're missing out on the greatest blessings that you could have. I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to condemn you. You've heard my story tonight. You know that I went through a hard time in my life, yet God saw fit to save my life, and he gave me a new way. He gave me a new song. He gave me a reason to live. He gave me a family that loved me. He gave me a church that I could preach. He's given me everything that I've ever needed. He's given me a job. He let me get back into college when I got kicked out and finish and get my degree. He gave me a job in a place that I didn't think was any opportunities for me to be employed. And I worked there 3 years. He gave us a house to live in this town when we didn't think there was anything that we would like that we could afford. He's given me opportunities to preach everywhere and to share his word. And I know that it's not by any good thing that I've done, for we've now examined the things I used to do. There's nothing good in there, but God saw something inside of me when I didn't see it inside of myself. And you might not even see it in you tonight, but I want to tell you that God is ever real and ever present in your life. You have got to find your strength in what you've been through. I've preached this the past probably 6-7 months, and I feel like the Lord is moving me into new chapters of the word and beginning to understand greater things. But this is, I mean, anybody that's been here the past few months knows I've been preaching and preaching and preaching. You've got to look at what you've been through to find strength for tomorrow. And that is that, this is the word I'm closing with tonight for this year. And as we enter into a new year, I want you to be reminded that though you don't feel it right now, though you don't see it, and though you don't have it, God has already given it, and you just have to receive it by faith. There is a teaching that we often miss by telling people, but you have to learn to receive something in the Spirit by faith before you ever receive it with your hands and anything that is natural unto you. You've got to pray unto God and believe that he's already working something out for you before you ever see it come to pass. If people didn't pray that way, I wouldn't be saved today. If people didn't pray that way, they wouldn't have their bills taken care of. If people didn't pray that way, their loved ones would not be spared. But they pray by faith and receive what they're seeking in the Spirit before they ever receive it in the flesh. Now, if you are in need of knowing Jesus Christ, the way you receive him is not just by the words you say openly and out loud, but it's by faith. If you believe he died for your sins, and you believe that he died for your sins that you would be forgiven, receive it by faith, and you can be saved. He said to believe it in your heart, then confess with your mouth. If you will believe it by faith that he died for you, then just confess your faults and ask for forgiveness. And it is a promise of the Word of God. And this I guarantee, anybody that will sincerely follow that will receive salvation. There are those of you tonight that may be seeking a deeper portion of the anointing of the Spirit of God. I want to tell you that that same teaching applies to this as well. If you're seeking for an increase in His anointing, for a greater power over the enemy, believe it by faith that you already have it in your heart, for it's already in there anyway. You just have to believe that it's in there and that you're ready to receive it. And if you will sincerely go after it, it will be poured out unto you, because you will then realize that it's been there all along. And like rivers of living water will spring up out of you, a newness of life. For those of us that are going through something right now that needs strength, you've got to receive it by faith. And that's why we open the altars. We will pray with you. and believe together by faith. Because, you know, if we think about it and you tell me all the circumstances, you would probably persuade me too that, man, I don't see a way through this. But God doesn't work in human reasoning. We can't even begin to comprehend what heaven's going to be like or even look like. It can't even enter into our minds. So how can we try to reason our way through? You can't. There are some things that I've been through that I can't find a reason why I had to. We just preached this Friday. You can't dwell in why you go through something. You just have to look back and know that why it had a purpose in your life. As the days roll on in your life, if you will realize it by faith, you will be strengthened by God. If you need to know Jesus, this altar is open. And I beg you, before you go out of this place and start a new year and forget about this day and when it ever happened, I want you to really seriously consider having Jesus Christ in your life full time. Not just when you get in trouble, not just when you need help, but being there for you just like a best friend, closer than a brother. Consider this, and if you are in need, this altar is open for you.